John, great to be with you once again to talk about this Riverbend season for the summer of 2014. And if my calculations are right, that would be a 30-year anniversary celebration.
Bingo!
1984.
You're absolutely right. Yep. It's kind of hard for me to believe, but actually, I've been here for about half of its history. Incredible. And, you know, it was my very first summer here where, you know, went out and saw the facility and saw all the remarkable things that Eric would do out there. Remember SimFantasy?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah. Boy, there was some wild stuff going on there. So every concert, we've got something that kind of looks a little bit to the past and some of the fantastic events that have happened out there. And also gives us a little taste for the music of the future of our pops.
And we will talk a whole lot about trumpets for this Riverbend season. But we'll get to that in just a moment. Let's start with this concert coming up this coming Saturday, June 7th.
It's the Orchestral Spectacular. And you know what? There's a lot to do about trumpets for that one as well. Brian, what are your favorite orchestral, your big beefy orchestral pieces? Just go ahead.
What comes to mind? 1812?
1812.
1812.
We're doing that one.
One of the Roman trilogies from Respighi.
You betcha. Pines of Rome, mm-hmm. The Pines of the Appian Way, the festive overture of Shostakovich, the Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah. There's a certain group of pieces. It's usually as a teenager that you listen to and, you know, it's just like, man, I love this.
Grabs you.
Absolutely grabs you. They're not too long and they're brilliantly orchestrated and they've got might and power. And these are the ones that we're going to be performing. This is like the classical concert for those people who don't think that they like classical concerts. It's got extra brass. We're going to have fireworks afterward. And you're going to be skipping out of Riverbend at the end because it is just going to be amazing.
That's a heck of a way to kick off a season, too.
You betcha. And, you know, and with Rozzy's, of course, for the 1812, we got all the extra cannons there at the end. And, of course, the fireworks display after the concert. And, you know, we've got a little taste of rock and roll. We were just talking a little earlier about one of our favorite bands growing up, Emerson, Lake & Palmer. Brain Salad Surgery. I'll never forget. It was Beaumont Summer Boy Scout Camp. And the counselors would always put on the LP and, you know, put it on the loudspeaker. And we'd be rocking out. I had no idea what this band was, but it was like, man, I love this music. And lo and behold, just only a few years later, I started listening to Janacek and Mussorgsky, Great Gate of Kiev, and Aaron Copland, the Fanfare for the Common Man. And I heard, oh, my goodness, these guys were just doing a rock and roll cover of these great orchestral masterpieces. And so we're going to be doing some of those. The Janacek Sinfonietta in its original version with 9 trumpets. And we're also going to be premiering a new arrangement of Fanfare for the Common Man, originally written for our Cincinnati Symphony, but a la Emerson, Lake & Palmer with a mighty B3 intoned by none other than Julie Spangler.
One of our favorite keyboard artists.
Oh, you betcha. And it is a rockin' new arrangement by Timmy Behrens, our fantastic guitarist. And it'll be the world premiere of this. Man, bring your leather and chains for this one. It's going to be hot.
Is that a show opener or does that fall somewhere within the show?
No, it's going to be a little surprise.
Okay.
You're not letting out too much.
But that's coming up this Saturday, the opener of the Riverbend season here on the 7th. June 21st, a trumpeter who, besides being a wonderful trumpeter, I see was named one of People magazine's 50 most beautiful people.
Well,
he's Chris Botti.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's because I decided I wouldn't compete this
year. You didn't do it this year?
No. Chris is such a phenomenal trumpet player. I've got all of his albums, always been a huge fan. And he performed with us 3 years ago, and it didn't work out with my schedule, so I didn't get to conduct that one. And I was just, you know, I've rued this ever since.
Was that a Riverbend show or a music hall?
No, it was a music hall and a complete sellout, and for great reason. The guy's a fantastic trumpet player, and he carries this incredible band. Billy Kilson on drums, who's just amazing. Richie Goods on bass, Ben Butler on guitar, Billy Childs on piano. And fantastic arrangements that really integrate the orchestra into his sound. A fantastic showman and a delightful personality.
That's Chris Botti coming up on June 21st. That probably is the first day of summer, isn't it?
It'll be the longest day of the year.
And then in the middle of the summer, the 4th of July celebration, your annual Red, White, and Boom on Friday, the 4th of July. 4th is on a Friday this time. You're not going to be around.
No.
But you're leaving it in very capable hands.
Well, David Charles Abell, who's also conducting Cincinnati Opera this summer, is going to be joining us. This is going to be his Pops debut. Fantastic conductor and has brought together a lot of his favorite patriotic standards. Jacqueline Eccles, who you might remember, who sang Summertime and The Livin' Is Easy in Cincinnati Opera, Porgy and Bess a couple of years ago. And she also sang with the Pops for our Parks concerts that summer as well. She's going to be joining us, as well as the string trio Time for Three.
And they're phenomenal.
They are amazing. I did one of their very first concerts, guest conducting in Indianapolis. And everyone in the orchestra, their jaws just dropped because these guys, well, you know, it's a lot of like the ethos of the Pops. They shift gears between so many different musical styles. One second they'll be playing something kind of bluegrassy, and then the next they'll go into hip hop and jazz and country swing.
And so smooth in the transitions.
Yeah. And again, fantastic arrangements. And this is going to be their Pops debut. They've performed to the orchestras all over. And to have them here for this great celebration of American music making for Red, White, and Boom is going to be a real treat.
So you are going to be away for that Red, White, and Boom on the 4th. What are you going to be doing?
Actually, I'm away for several days, July 2, 3, and 4. I'll be guest conducting the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl.
What's on your program there, and how'd that come about?
With my good friend Steve Martin and the Steep Canyon
Get
Rangers.
Get out! Seriously?
Seriously. Edie Brickell is going to be joining me and all the rest. Yeah.
Hey, you're going to have a ball.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've got a great relationship with the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl. And it's about every other year I'll go there and do a concert. That's how I got to know Vince Gill and, of course, Amy, who are now regulars here with the Pops. So we're looking forward to seeing if we can get Steve Martin to come here and play some banjo with our Pops.
But you work on that.
You betcha I will.
Work on that. Later on, the 19th of July, it's a Broadway sing-along you put together.
Yes. One of the great traditions of Riverbend for the past 30 years has always been Broadway night. One of the great Cincinnati traditions. Everyone comes out. We always have fantastic singers. Of course, our orchestra knocks this Broadway repertoire out of the park. But we decided for our 30th anniversary, we'd let all of our audience join in on the fun. And we're going to do all of everyone's favorite musicals, and actually the words will be broadcast up there on Chilevision. You'll be able to follow the bouncing Pops ball there through all the words. But I mean, you know what? Who doesn't know the words to Whistle a Happy Tune or Oklahoma or the music, of course, from The Sound of Music, which will be some of our real big selections. We'll also have Les Mis, Phantom of the Opera, Jersey Boys, Rent, Grease, King and I. Oh, it's fantastic. Lisa Vroman, who I believe has sung the role of Christine in Phantom of the Opera more than anyone else on the planet Earth, is going to be making her Pops debut, as well as Darius DeHaas, who you might remember from last year for our great Motown salute, is going to be joining us again. Our May Festival Summer Chorus is going to be joining us. The P&G Legal Notes, the winners of the Arts Wave Cincy Sings competition. This is a chance for all of Cincinnati to come together and join in song with this great American art form known as Broadway.
Saturday, July 19th is the Broadway sing-along. And I also see here, if you buy all four of the Pops concerts at Riverbend this summer, you get a free Pops picnic blanket, and that's a $28 value.
There you go, and that's just perfect for our lawn. And, you know, I love our lawn people. And especially since they've got the AstroTurf out there, it is so delightful to sit out underneath the stars. And also, kids can sit on the lawn for free all summer long with a paid adult admission, courtesy of our good friends of Toyota.
17 and under.
You betcha.
John, thanks so much. Again, things get underway this coming Saturday, 8 o'clock at Riverbend with the Pops Orchestra Spectacular. John,
are you ready for this spectacular?
Ready for it. Bring it.
Betcha, man.
Bring it. John Morris Russell with us here, and I'm Brian O'Donnell for Around Cincinnati.